going to read verses 26 through 29 of Colossians chapter 1, verses 26 through 29 of Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1, verse 26. Even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of his mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. This we began looking at verse 26 last week at the revelation, and let me remind you what we saw in that verse last week, because I think it's important. First of all, everything you know about God and about Jesus Christ and about your salvation is because of revelation from God. You didn't figure it out. God revealed it to you. The truth is revealed through the Word by the Holy Spirit. It is not a mental activity, it is a spiritual activity. And there is a great distinction. There are a lot of people who give mental consent to the gospel, but never know a transforming work of grace in their lives. I was just thinking about the Negro spiritual. It says, there are a lot of people who are singing about heaven who ain't going there. And there are a lot of people who think they're Christians who ain't going there. And so it's by revelation. God reveals it. And then we looked at the fact that he makes it very clear in that passage that it's selective revelation. It's selective revelation. God, in ages past and in today, still selects those who to whom he is going to reveal the truth. That's why you're here today, and that's why everybody else is doing whatever they else they are. They're not watching the Super Bowl this week, but whatever else they want to do, they're doing today, because they have never had the revelation, but you have had the revelation, and you seek to fellowship with God's people and be part of the family of God, because God has revealed it. It's selective. And then this morning, I'd like to look at the riches in verse 27, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And let me give you my translation here. It says, to whom, that is the set apart ones that he was talking about in the previous verse, God has desired to have made known the wealth of the splendor of this learned secret in the sphere of the Gentiles, which is continuing to exist. The Anointed One in the sphere of you, the desired expectation of perfection. Let me just point out here that I'll share with you, or get started anyway, but there are five things that jump out in that verse that are vital and important to us. The first is God's determination. And let me just say, everything that happens in this world is based on God's determination. Whatever God determines will come to pass, because he is God, and therefore God determines it and it comes to pass. In the context here, He is talking about God's determination to make known to the set apart ones the truth. God was determined to do it, and whatever he's determined to do, he's done. Because what God decides to do is done because God decided to do it. Did you get that? What God decided to do is done because God decided to do it. If he decided it, it's done. And we have to understand that great principle. Now, let me remind you that God in this universe has given what I call general revelation to all men so they can know that God exists. Did you get that? I didn't say that they can know God to salvation. They can just know that there's a God and that God exists. And where does this come from? How do they understand it? Well, from creation. But there's a problem. There's a problem out there. And you probably have been confronted by this problem. And because of sin and Satan, these people don't even see God in creation. They can't see him in creation. The God of this world has blinded their minds that they see not. You talk to people, you share with people, and it's like it went, and it's gone. It's gone. And we have to understand that this whole process is like that because man has sin in his heart and Satan is controlling this world. You know, I appreciate a lot of Christians who are trying to change the direction of evolution, but they will never change the direction of evolution until they change the hearts of men. You see, you can't change their minds. They need their hearts changed before their minds can be changed. And so we are not in the business of doing that. Let me just read to you from the first chapter of the book of Romans, beginning at verse 18. He says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." In other words, they pervert God's truth. That's what evolution is. It's perversion of God's truth. It says, "Because that which may be known of God is manifest to them, and God hath showed it unto them." In other words, God has demonstrated, he tells us here, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." In other words, no man in this earth has an excuse to say there is no God, because God has demonstrated it very clearly in this world. Nobody can say, nobody ever told me about God. Not even the person in the deepest jungle that nobody has ever touched. God has demonstrated that he is God by the creation that he made. So every man is aware of it. Well, what happened? It says, "Because that when they knew him, they did not glorify him as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations." And it says, "And their foolish hearts were darkened." They were darkened. They were made black. They were made black. He says, "Professing themselves to be wise." Sounds like the world around us, doesn't it? Yeah. He says, "Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And they exchanged the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like the corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things," and let me add one more thing, "and money and possessions." So what does God do? He says, "Therefore, God also gave them up to the uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Peter was talking about this man who, all his wives, all his sleepings, you see, they're corrupting what God has made perfect and right. And God says, okay, I just turn you over. Go ahead. Go ahead. See what the consequences are of your sin. So there is a general revelation that's made to every man, and we must understand that. But God's determination for us is that we can understand. And that is something that is wonderful to me. All the revealed secrets of God are available to every person in this pew today. Did you get that? All the revealed secrets of God are available to every person in this pew today. There are none of you who have the excuse that you don't understand this book. I'm not saying you know it all, but you can understand it. You can understand it because that's what God has determined. He has determined that those who are his children will know and understand the truth. He hasn't left us in the dark. And this is the great thing about our God. And we have to understand it's God's determination. And again, let me remind you what I said earlier. It only comes by revelation. Now, let me just add a little caveat here because I think it's important. You'll never learn what's in this book until you start reading it and studying it and letting the Holy Spirit teach you. I've probably given you the statistic before, but the Barney's people who study all of these things said that the average Christian in the average evangelical church spends 2 to 5 minutes a day in devotions. I'm reading a book. It's called Who Took My Pulpit? And in that book, he encourages pastors to pray for at least half an hour a day. You see, we have lost the whole concept that the life of the believer is to be lived in fellowship with God, and all the understanding that we can get is on our knees. And if you can't get on your knees, you can sit and you can still pray and have your heart bowed before God, and you can learn the truth of the Word of God because you have the Holy Spirit. And that's what the Scripture promises us. It says, To only those who are his children. Listen to what Jesus said in Luke chapter 10, verses 21 through 23. He says, in that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I want you to notice that first phrase. It says, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, and then listen to what he's rejoicing about. He says, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things. That's what he's thanking God for. You say, what are you thanking God for? He says, he's hid these things from the wise and prudent and has revealed them to babes. That's us. He revealed them to us. That's what he's thanking God for, because he revealed it to those of us who are babes. He says, even so, and here's why he's really thanking God. He says, for it seemed good in thy sight. That's the whole issue. He says, all things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son. No man knoweth who the Son is, but the Father, and who the Father is, but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. And so, God's great love for us, has blessed us. And Jesus turned to his disciples and said, blessed are the eyes which see these things that you see. You're blessed. You've been blessed by God because you know the truth. Isn't that wonderful? This is the great thing of God's truth. Paul, in writing to the Corinthians in the second chapter of 1 Corinthians, verses 2 and following, he says, "For I determined not to know anything among you save how to beat evolution and deal with..." He says, "Christ and him crucified." That's all you have to know. That's all you have to know. He says, "That's all I wanted you to know. And I was with you in weakness and fear and much trembling, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of men's wisdom." Can you imagine that of Paul? But God used him, despite the fact that every time he preached, he was shaking in his boots. That's what he says. He says, "And my speech and my preaching was not in enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the power of the Spirit." And let me just say, we have a lot of preaching today that's in enticing words of men's wisdom. But it's only when the power of the Spirit is at work that men's lives are changed, because that's what God has determined, you see. He says, "That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect or complete or mature, not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world," and listen to this, "that come to naught, but we speak the wisdom of God in the revealed secret, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world for our glory." What do you say? Praise God. Praise God, he did that for us. He revealed it to us. He says, "Which none of the princes of this world knew." That's the wise guys. "For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But it, as it is written, eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But what? God hath revealed them unto us through his Holy Spirit." It's the revelation. It's the determined revelation of God. You see, "For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God." And it's important for us to understand that. And John reminds us in 1 John chapter 2, verse 20, he says, "But you, all of you, have the unction from God," or the blessing from God, the Holy One, "and," he says, "you know all things." Do you feel like that as a Christian? I don't. I'm learning all the time. You know, I've been doing this a little longer than most of you, and I'm still learning all the time. I'm still learning new things. I said, "Wow, I never knew that was there." But you see, the Holy Spirit reveals it, and he teaches us. And this is the great thing. And it is the anointing which we have received from God so that we can know and understand the truth. And God determined it. God determined that this was going to be so. And if you say, "I can't understand the Bible," you're saying that I'm not born again. Whoa, that was a powerful statement, wasn't it? But it's a fact. It's a fact. Because if you're a child of God, you won't know everything in here, but you'll sure know the truths that are necessary. And God will reveal them to you. And so, it's to me, the exciting part of it is I can look into your faces and say, "Oh, they're all just like me. Only I got a bigger responsibility than they do. I got to tell you all about it. But you can understand it just like I can. And you can learn it just like I can. Because you have, first of all and foremost, what? The Holy Spirit. And secondly, the Holy Spirit's Word. And He wrote it, so He knows it, and He can explain it to you. So this is all the determination of God. This is what God has decided and what God has determined. Well, our time is out, and I'm going to stop there. And we'll look at the other four things next week that this verse teaches us. But we should be thrilled that God has determined to reveal this truth to us. Why? I don't know. Why did God reveal it to me, of all people? I pray every morning for my family. I pray every morning for about 40 people. And none of them know Christ. And I always say, why me, God? Why me? But He determined to reveal it to the ones that He has set apart. And that's you and I. And all we can say is, those are the things that are your secrets, God. But you've revealed to me that life-changing truth. And that's what we heard in these testimonies this morning. God reveals a life-changing truth. And we say, praise God. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank You for this great truth. And help us to hunger and thirst after righteousness so that we might be filled and we might know the wonder of the working of the grace of God. Thank You, Father, because You do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. And so we leave this place with total confidence in You and that You will, by Your Spirit, not only lead us into the truth, but give us the desire to know the truth, that we might be set free and live in the glory of Christ. Thank You, Father, and may You be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen.